The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, first talk back of the day. Let's jump right in. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Juan from Daly City, and I am in the airport because I'm coming back from Texas. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to Jess. Good job. You've been doing great. Oh, and you still hate kids. JK, bye.
Wow. I do not hate kids.
That's what you're known for. How does that feel?
JK, but true. Juan felt attacked there, clearly, that you hate him.
No, that's
he's a kid.
That was great. You're doing great.
Thank
turning
so
another year.
Why are we?
Good job.
Why are we wishing Jess a happy birthday?
It was on Friday.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was just
who gives
a few
fun?
Days ago, you guys.
It's over.
And
it's done.
Can I share that I have officially made it a whole year without blacking out or throwing up after drinking? Thank you.
Oh, we're supposed to be. This is, we're supposed to be clapping.
Yeah.
It sounds boring.
I guess.
But fine.
No.
Yay, boredom.
No, but there was a time where she would come in Mondays and be like, I threw up again.
Throwing up has been the thing that has, like, traumatized me from drinking sometimes because I hate the feeling. I hate spending a whole day, wasting a whole day basically just throwing up.
Like, so, the day after?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to really eat anything because I'd be throwing up all day. And so it would just, like, absolutely ruin my body. Not to mention the fact that, like, last year on my birthday was the last time that I got, like, blacked out, drank so much, threw up a bunch, and I was so embarrassed the next day because I was hearing all about how I was so loud in the club or, like, in the bars, and it was just really embarrassing. Even to this day, like, this time that I hung out with my friends, we were all talking about it. And
I can't even imagine you being, like, loud and obnoxious.
You got to be really, really drunk, I guess.
Yeah.
Why is it taking to your mid-30s to be able to figure this out? Like, why? What was college for? That's what college was for me. You learn your limits.
Well, it takes some of us a little longer because there was a lot of times where I would think that I had learned my limits, and then the limit was just non-existent at that point.
The bar moved.
Got
the
it.
Bar moved, yeah. So okay. it was tough for me to do that. But you know what? I do have a question for you guys. Like, as you guys get older, because I was
only 28 and a half.
Yeah,
so
right. 26
no,
and a half.
You're in
right.
your mid-30s.
Like, throughout the weekend, I was getting a lot of happy birthday messages, you know, some on time, some a little later. It's fine. I appreciate all of them. But I did notice there were some friends that I maybe haven't talked to in a while, but I still wish them a happy birthday last year. And they were nowhere to be found.
Maybe they forgot,
although I was, you know, they were on social media. They were posting to their stories on social media.
They saw your story celebrating your birthday.
They saw my story celebrating my birthday and people wishing me a happy birthday. So I'm like, do you guys feel some type of way about that?
For me, it depends
nope.
who it is. And most of the time, no. If they see my story and clearly yeah. see everybody saying happy birthday and I'm posting about it being my birthday and yeah. they still don't say anything, yeah, I probably would. But as you get older, you kind of understand that everyone's busy because it's happened to me, you know,
yeah.
not wishing somebody a happy birthday. And, you know, things come up and maybe you're not on social media or, mm-hmm. you know, and so I tend to let it slide.
Dude, okay. perspective over here. We don't care.
Really?
I wouldn't care at the slightest. I mean, if my wife forgot my birthday, I'd be like, wait, what? But outside of that, I don't know. It doesn't bother me at all.
True.
Don't care.
I guess for me, it's just kind of like, if
it's
I know
birthday.
You saw it,
why wouldn't
what
you
was
say
the
something?
Reason? Yeah, like even just a reply on the story like, hey, happy birthday.
Just like, acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it.
It should be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that just throwing a heart on your story? Like, isn't that the same thing? Like, oh,
no,
I like your birthday.
No, that's not saying happy
birthday. Right.
But indirectly, like, I like your birthday.
No,
happy
you
birthday.
Know. Say it.
And I think it's with social media and with the stories, it's made so simple for people.
You don't even have to remember anyone's birthday. You just see it on their story.
I don't know.
Which,
I just
by the way, that's another thing. I feel like one day in the future, not now, I want to do some sort of like little experiment with all my friends and my family members and like not post to social media at all. Like not do any posts on my birthday. That way I can see who truly remembered and who truly texted me. Because
well, that's not fair.
Then you can cut all those other people out of your life and hate them forever because they forgot your birthday.
No. I could never do that, actually. But it still was a fun birthday.
Good.
A lot of drinking.
Good.
But
I think you should cut those jerks out of your life. What'd you say?
Selena, that was, I said, but no throwing up or blacking out. Selena, that was your New Year's resolution.
Not to black out.
Right.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm not a very throw up-y person, but I did have to make an effort. You know, New Year's came around. I was like, you know what? 2026 is going to be the year that I don't black out. I haven't fully blacked out, but I've, you know, I've forgotten some things, but I don't really consider that blacking out.
That's a brownout.
Yeah, I don't really consider that fully blacking out.
Okay.
So you're blacking out is like not remembering the night.
Yeah. So New Year's resolution is still intact.
Yes.
All right. Good for you.
At least one of them. At least one of them, right? You had a lot of New Year's resolutions, I think. Probably.
It's crazy that that's both of your goals. Not blacking out.
And we're thriving so far.
Yeah, good for you.
Growth. I do want to see how your weekend was, Graham. Talk to you next. Right now it's Jeremiah and YG on Wild 94.9. It's a throwback Monday, you know.
Oh. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. Jess, I think it's a Pisces thing. I'm like that too. Like if you saw my story and you didn't even say happy birthday, wow. That's crazy. Anyways, happy Monday. Bye.
Yeah,
it all comes back to astrology.
Pisces
it has
are a bit more emotional.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it.
All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
And the number one movie of the weekend is Project Hail Mary. You heard of this one? It's Ryan Gosling's new movie.
I've heard of it because my wife is reading the book right now.
Yeah,
she's like,
a book.
Do you know there's a movie for this? I'm like, yeah, it's in the theater right
now.
It
just came out this weekend. It's officially Amazon MGM's best opening ever and is doing a lot better than projected. Projections first started at $50 million, then that rose to $60 million before ultimately ending and making $80.6 million in the first weekend out, making it the number one movie of the weekend.
Nice. Steph Curry's knee reevaluated over the weekend, and he has been cleared to resume practicing in full team practices with the Warriors. On Saturday, he missed his 21st consecutive game. Once again, the Warriors got pounded without him. They lost to the Hawks in Atlanta 126-110. Team wraps their road trip tonight in Dallas, and then there's some hope that Curry might, maybe, possibly be back on the court for their next home game, which is going to be on Wednesday against the Nets.
Woo! Go Nets!
Yep.
Mostly sunny skies are expected on this Monday. We are back in the 70s, you guys, for the most part. Some areas are going to reach the low 80s, but still cooler than last week. So, much better.
It was so nice. The weather was great and just a couple degrees lower. Thank you. Like, just cooled up just a bit. That was enough. Hey, Virgo besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Saying no is self-care, not selfishness. Practice it today when someone asks for too much. That raise you deserve?
Yeah.
Start preparing your case because the timing is right to ask for it. Your ex, though, lurking on your socials might slide into your DMs. Think about why you haven't already blocked them.
Great question. They should be blocked.
They should.
Come on. All right, next, let's see how Graham's weekend was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Hope I'm the first talk back.
Nope.
I am on my way to surgery, and I'm going to miss your show this morning. I'm so sad. But when I'm resting and recovering, I will be podcasting. Love you guys. It's Christine from San Bruno.
Christine from San Bruno.
Good luck today.
She didn't say what she was having done, but if you guys had to guess, what do you think
BBL.
She's having done? BBL.
Yeah.
Jess, what do you think
getting her tonsils
done?
Removed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What did you think, Graham?
Elbowectomy. It's like having two elbows.
Having
two of them is too many.
That way you can reach back all the way the other way.
Oh, I see.
It's like you're extending your arm. Why stop there? Why not just
flop
keep
it around
on going?
Like you just go either direction.
Dude,
that's a good idea.
I want that.
Well, I hope you recover. Wishing you a speedy recovery, Christine and San Bruno.
Yes. Graham, how was the weekend?
You know, pretty good weekend, you guys. A lot of Little League. But on Friday, I wanted to bring something up that happened because my son... that he had a play date scheduled for a Friday after school. I hate calling it a play date because, I don't know.
Why?
It's one thing, having a play date when you're 3 years old.
Right.
But, everyone still calls it that. Like, hey, do you want to come over for a play date?
Really?
Dude, bro, you're 8. You know, I don't know. Do you think it's weird?
Yeah, really. A little bit.
It's not a date.
It's a hangout.
Yeah. Do you want to come over and hang at my house? Do you want to come over to my house? That's what you should say.
But you can't say, hey, my son's 8-year-old friend came over to hang out because you're a grown man. So
that's
have to, specify that your son had the play date.
Either way. So a play date was scheduled and his buddy was going to come over after school. And I was just going to pick them up and I was going to drive he and his friend and my daughter home from school. And all week, the days before that, my son kept begging me. He's like, can you take mom's car? can you take mom's car when you pick us up on Friday? Because I do school pickup. My wife does drop off. Can you take mom's car? Like, what? Are you like
God,
that?
He's embarrassed of your old car?
And look, I drive a very old car, and so I was thinking that was it. And it hadn't gotten washed in a long time. It was very dirty. It was looking a little extra run down. And so I was like, man, I better go to the car wash because my wife, Kate, had a dentist appointment stuff. Her car was unavailable. I was going to have to take my car. I was like, man, he must be really embarrassed of my car. So I was like, I better go get it washed and cleaned. And I was getting that all planned out for Friday after the show here. I was like, I got to get this car cleaned out so he's not embarrassed of it. But the night before I got it out of him, what he was actually real, because I was like, are you that embarrassed of my car? It's just a car. Like, who cares? We're going to be in it for 10 minutes. And he's like, Dad, it's the boogers. And I was like, what are you talking
about? Dad's been wiping boogers all in the car.
No, I was like, what are you talking about? And apparently in the back seat by where he sits. And now he says this is from when he was much younger years ago, but that he had a bit of a, and we've talked about this before, next to his bed right. In our old house, he had a bit of a booger wall going. And it turns out the car door next to his seat had turned into a bit of a booger wall. And he was so worried that his buddy was going to see the boogers. And so I was like, bro, then get to scrubbing, you know, clean it off. That's
you never noticed the booger wall before this? You had no idea it was going on in your back seat?
No, I don't sit in the back seat. I don't know.
Right, but you open up the door to get the kids out and stuff. I feel like it's something I would have noticed.
They open their own doors. I don't know. I don't go back there. And, you know, it has a tan interior. Like, come on.
Ew, so it camouflages.
They blend in.
That's so gross. They
blend in quite nicely. Like I said, my car's pretty dirty right now, so I got other messes to deal with.
I didn't know that the whole embarrassment thing happened at that age. I thought it wasn't until older that kids really started to care.
Me neither. But part of me felt better that he wasn't embarrassed of my car.
Right.
Itself, it was embarrassed of what he had done to the car on the inside. Well, of course, he forgot to do the scraping. So that day, I had to go with a wet washcloth and a wet rag.
Was it a lot?
Get in there. It wasn't as bad as I had thought, but it was gross.
Ew.
And so I scrubbed that, and then I got the outside of the car wash, and then I picked him up, and everything was fine.
That's so gross.
Now, is that such a boy thing? Because I do not expect, like, your daughter to be doing the same thing on the other side.
I didn't check, but kids are disgusting. So, they're whatever. But that crisis was averted. And I'm just, again, I'm glad it was not just an embarrassment of my car.
Right.
Because it is somewhat.
But if it was, could you blame him?
Yeah, but like,
wouldn't you understand? Like, you said you didn't like getting dropped off at school in your dad's, like, raggedy truck or whatever he was driving. Like, so can you blame your son if that's what he was embarrassed of?
At this age, it bothered me. He's in the second grade. I get it if you're in middle school or something. The embarrassment shouldn't kick in this early, right?
I think so.
I didn't think so, but if he's embarrassed of the boogers, I mean, I think it's kicking in much earlier.
I was embarrassed to get dropped off my dad's old work truck because every time you open the door, a bunch of empty soda cans and things would fall out and hit the ground and jangle and everybody would turn and look. It was like, dude, I don't know why he could never clean out the truck. There was always cans that would fall out of the truck. It drove me crazy.
At least it wasn't beer cans.
Yeah, I know. That part.
That's true.
A lot of Diet Pepsi. I love Diet Pepsi.
Could have been worse, Graham.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Next, I know you want to talk about something that Barry Keoghan has come out and said.
Mm-hmm.
And you think Jess should apologize.
Yes, I do.
What? We'll talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Hold on. This is supposed to be playing. Give me 1 second. What is wrong? Okay, well, I was in play talk back. It is
come
not
on,
working.
Computer!
In the meantime, why might Jess want to apologize to actor Barry Keoghan Graham?
No. I think Jess and you, Selena, both owe actor Barry Keoghan an apology. In a recent interview, he said the online abuse about his appearance has gotten so bad that he no longer wants to go outside. He said, quote, there's a lot of hate online. There's a lot of abuse of how I look. And it's kind of past the point of, you know, everyone goes through that, but it's made me shy away. It's made me really go inside myself and not want to attend places, not want to go outside. And he said the absolute pure hate is becoming a problem in his life. And he's almost not become more recluse because he already is based on all the stuff. And he's deleted his social media. He doesn't really go online and stuff. But he said sometimes after a premiere or something that he's been in is out in theaters, he wants to go online and see the just reaction to the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
But then he inevitably sees all these negative comments about his appearance. Would you guys like to take a moment and apologize? Because you guys have been very critical in the past of Barry Keoghan.
But not about his looks. At least not me. I did say that I was like repulsed by him, but not because of his looks and not because of his face. It's because of a role he played, and he did something very disgusting while playing that role. So when I saw him, that was all I saw.
You couldn't unsee
it. Wasn't like about the way he looks.
I remember that discussion, but I feel like the way that he looked factored into it. We could go to the archives, but ain't nobody got time for that. But I just like, if you'd like to take a moment and apologize for
I feel like Jess, she was the one like really ripping on the guy.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter could do so much better than him. Yes.
I apologize. Wait, that actually makes me feel so sad, though, because I feel like we've all talked about how we
his
hate seeing...
His face looks like an old catcher's mitt. That was your quote, not mine.
We've talked about how we hate even seeing just one comment online that's bad. Now imagine all of the like hate that's been thrown his way. So I do feel bad. I do want to apologize. But I
Even though you were the one throwing it.
Yeah.
Well, so you're okay saying it as long as they don't find out.
I wasn't really throwing it, though. And...
Because I remember you saying his face was about as appealing as the underside of a tractor.
I didn't even say that.
I remember that. That's a direct quote.
No. I even said that he is an amazing actor because I said I watched Peaky Blinders and he was in there.
And you said his performance was just enough to get over how ugly he was.
No, I said I finally got over his Saltburn performance.
See, it's not so...
Because you were scarred by how disgusting
by him
you thought he looked
water.
In that.
You were scarred by what he did in Saltburn, not by... We didn't, and to me, it wasn't even about the way he looks. It was just seeing him, and that's all I saw was that character.
Because he played that character so well.
So
but
I don't think we
mainly
should have to apologize
gave you the
to
creeps
him.
Because of how he looked.
Well, I think that's what you're saying, Greg.
No, these are direct quotes. I'm literally reading them off transcripts of our old podcast.
Whatever. No. That is really sad, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a good reminder that, you know, and again, this is somebody who's successful, successful actor and stuff like that, that everybody is affected by negative comments online.
You think because somebody's famous that they don't see it or whatever? I mean, clearly they're taking the time to go look.
And everybody always thinks, oh, they're rich. It doesn't matter. They're famous or whatever.
They're not people. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They're still.
Everybody sees the comments.
They are still people.
Everybody. I don't think anybody handles a negative comment. As much as people even say, oh, I just let them roll up. Yeah, right. Everybody is affected by them.
I know. Good I feel like there's some people that it doesn't bother them.
It bothers everybody.
You think so? I feel
you
like...
You want to go online and have everybody universally say how great you were in whatever role or how attractive you are. What everybody would like to see
but
this
But someone
just
who dishes out
like.
Negativity, don't you think they also feed off receiving it?
Like Kanye?
Like 50 Cent? Yeah, Kanye?
No, you still want to read positive things about your appearance. There are people that certainly handle it better, but deep down inside, everybody would like to go online and see universally that they are loved in every way, in how they look physically, but also whatever they do, the music they put out, or how,
That's so sad.
I know. Poor Barry.
It's a good reminder for everybody. Be kind.
Yeah.
Be kind.
I still don't like him all that much, though. I'm just on Sabrina Carpenter's side. You know, he must have did something, to her, and I just can't get past that. So I'm still Team Sabrina.
And it said, and you also said it's because his face looks like he tripped and fell into
an
angry bee's nest.
I didn't say that.
I remember you saying that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Graton Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at GratonCareers.com.
All right, I have an update here on Taylor Frankie Paul. Last we talked about her on Friday was when her season of The Bachelorette was canceled after that resurfaced video from 2023 popped up online. It was, it showed her attacking her then boyfriend. If you missed it, she was going off. She was throwing chairs. One of them even seemed to strike her young daughter. Taylor was arrested after that incident, but she still went on to film Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and eventually land The Bachelorette before it all came crumbling down. Now, I also told you last week that her ex went to court seeking sole custody, and he got it, at least temporarily. The protective order he was requesting was granted. So Dakota, that's her ex, he's going to have custody of their 2-year-old at least until April 7th. That's when they're due back in court.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy that happened now, because you think that he could have done that after that incident, but I guess they were still off and on.
Yes.
Still getting back
and
together.
What I'm also hearing is that there was a more recent incident that happened in February, and I think that's what sparked all this again. So, but then, wow. What do you guys think is going to happen with ABC moving forward? I don't know if you guys have been seeing that. A lot of people seem to think that some of the guys that were going to be in this new season of The Bachelorette are planning on possibly suing ABC for putting them in a situation where they right. could have been, you know, with this person who they consider, you know, to be.
So
get your bag, Kings.
Five of the contestants. Yeah, they're considering suing ABC and Warner Brothers, not only for putting them in like an unsafe work environment, but a lot of the guys, like when they go on these reality shows, they're like quitting their jobs. You know what I mean? They're like doing all these things to be able to have the time to do it. And they just called off the season and they're not getting anything out of it. So it's a combination all of that.
I said that last week. Yeah. All the guys on this thing are pissed because a lot of them are going on there clout chasing. You know what I mean? They don't actually want to end up with this person. They just want to like get famous and then be able to go to their local bars and just slay. And they're like, nobody knows who they are now. You know,
right.
Nobody's going to find out anything about these guys.
It also is a lot to do with what Jess was saying. Like they can't believe like you knew this woman was psycho and yet you subjected us to being
going on
near
dates,
her
being
in
close.
These very intimate settings.
I think there's more. I think that's just the angle they're using for the lawsuit. But
probably.
I think they're more upset that they didn't get any TV time and then can't go to their local bars and just slay.
And can you imagine that they probably were telling everybody, like, guess who's going to be on the next season?
Yeah, tune and in no Sunday, 8 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah, nobody saw it.
As for Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, production is still on pause because of this entire thing. But I did see that the rest of the cast, they want to continue filming, even without Taylor.
Wow. Well, of course they do.
So it's like if she's off the show, then let's just get her off sooner or later so we can continue because they're losing out on money now, too.
They're losing out on money in this, and they should want to film right now because there's more attention.
Hot.
If people didn't know
Strike
about this show, they know about it now.
Right. Yeah. And Taylor has always been kind of like the queen bee of the show. So if anything, I think some of the other women are going to be low-key a little happy to not have her there because they'll get more screen time.
Who's the second queen bee? Like, who's next queen in line?
She gets promoted, yeah.
All of them have been kind of fighting for that spot.
They'll hold an election.
There's two. Jesse and Demi, I feel like they're always the ones that go back and forth about money. Like, oh, but you're getting more money for
Jessie.
This.
She's so smug. I'm just kidding. I've never seen it. I have no clue.
No, me either. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, we're still awaiting the official results on yesterday's Taco Bell Cantina 5K run here in the city. Actually, I don't know if they tracked official race times on this run. I more want to know if anybody yacked up a cheesy gordita crunch on their run across the city. This run started last night around 6 o'clock at the Taco Bell Cantina, pretty close to our studios here over by Oracle Park. And then it ended at the city's other Taco Bell Cantina in Fisherman's Wharf, which opened earlier this year. Somebody discovered that the distances between these two Taco Bell Cantina locations was pretty much exactly the distance of a 5K run. And thus, the Taco Bell Cantina 5K run was born. And this race kind of went viral. It got thousands of people online saying that they were going to do it. I don't know. We're awaiting official turnout numbers. If there's anybody, and they had an after party and everything last night.
Well,
if anybody ran from between the two Taco Bell cantinas here in the city, leave us a talk back. I'd love to hear how the race went. They said they were going to be releasing runners because this wasn't like an official marathon or, you know, it's not Beta Breakers or something. They were going to be releasing runners in waves to us not, you know, be blocking streets
right.
and stuff like that. But I am curious how many people actually showed up to run. There was no...
Was this one of those runs where they had to eat like a certain amount of things and then run?
No, that's what I thought was kind of a miss on this one because we've talked about those ultra marathon Taco Bell runs where, yeah, you have to stop at like 9 different Taco Bells as you complete a 30-mile run or whatever. I can't know the distance. And each stop, you have to eat one menu item at least. And yeah, they tell you which one you have to pick or you have to eat at least one thing off the menu. This did not, from my understanding, did not have any of those requirements.
Wow, we really dropped the ball on this.
But this was year one. Next year, I think we get involved. I think we run it next year.
Ooh,
I don't do that.
With some eating requirements, and you have to drink 2 Baja Blasts.
Oh my gosh.
You got to chug a Baja Blast.
That sounds
eat
messy.
Eat a couple of cheesy Gordita crunches.
And run?
Then a 5, yeah, but it's a 5K run. We're not talking about running a marathon.
Well, you're talking to somebody who gets
I get sore walking through a parking lot.
There was that one time, yeah, she had to take the stairs here at work and she almost called out sick the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You can start training now.
Right, though. Jess, you and I will run the Taco Bell Cantina 5K.
We'll do it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Big John. And I just wanted to share my over the weekend snack that I had. But I had spicy sweet chili Doritos with the Costco Kirkland vanilla ice cream. You guys, it tastes so good together. And I don't know why. I mean, vanilla ice cream and Doritos. It sounds disgusting, I know, but it was so good. It was like, man, I lost a lot of weight. Like, I better put this stuff down. Like, it was unstoppable. Like, it was that good. Yeah.
So are you, like, taking a Dorito and then scooping up the ice cream like it's a dip?
Probably. Oh, interesting. I had figured he was, like, crumbling them up and then mixing them into the ice cream. But I like your way better. You're, like, scooping.
I don't think I'm here for that.
I'd try it. I think
he said it's unstoppable good.
Know.
Like
I
he couldn't put it down. He just had to keep eating. It was that good.
I don't think I'm here for that.
A lot of people combine things with vanilla ice cream.
Like what?
Like fries. People always dip their
That's
fries.
That's different.
In
well, you know, a lot of people combine stuff with vanilla ice cream, Selena, like caramel sauce or like chocolate sauce, whipped cream.
What? Yeah, those
some
are all
crumbled
ice cream
nuts sometimes.
Toppings.
A cherry.
We're talking about Doritos here.
People sometimes even put bananas next to it and then put chocolate syrup on that and then vanilla
no.
ice cream.
That's just crazy talk.
Dude, root beer. That's people mix talk. Root beer with vanilla
no
ice cream,
way.
Selena. Have you even heard of that?
No. Who would do such a thing? But Doritos.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not passing.
I might be out of that one.
Yeah. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm. If your partner said they were interested in trying would you rather they brought in another woman or a man? Around the room quickly.
A man, I guess.
Really? Probably woman.
A woman?
Woman, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's no other answer
That's
there.
That's just too much.
All right.
Jess. Well, yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, but I want to be the only woman. I don't want him to be looking at the other one. What are we talking about?
That's just too much.
Yeah.
I can't handle all that.
Ooh,
Jess
lucky
on a
them.
Different level.
Yeah, no. Lucky you. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so just ignore what Jess is saying. Take that out of the podcast, you sickos. All right, keep those guesses PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess on the iHeartRadio app. Of course, while you're streaming Wild, you hit the talkback mic button, and that's all it takes to enter our game and hopefully get you a brand new JV Show Chuck
Mug. Yep. Get those guesses in now because we're going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If your partner said they were interested in trying would you rather they brought in another woman or a man?
That's a tricky one. Is this a trick question, Graham?
Yeah. Well, no, because the guy, you know, the strong hands on the guys.
Well, preferably no one.
Softer touch for the ladies.
Right. Don't bring anyone.
But if you were going to bring someone.
Right.
Jess wants another man.
Yeah, I'll take another man,
All right,
please.
Let's go to the guesses.
Good morning. Jessica here from Fremont. Is that bleeped out word opinion? Bye, guys.
Ooh, if you want another opinion.
I want to bring in another opinion. Would you have it be from... Would rather have it be from a man or a woman?
Woman.
Woman.
Yeah, me too.
This is Vincent from Berkeley. I think massage.
Massage.
Okay.
That's far and away the most popular guest this morning. So send everybody back to the talkback mic for their second guest because that's what everybody's guessing this morning. That is not it.
Who would you rather have massage you, Graham?
I've never gotten a massage before, but if I had to get a massage, it would be from a woman.
Me too.
Not ready for the... I'm not ready for the man.
No, the rough hand, the rough strong hands don't want that.
Right, I'm not ready for that.
Good morning, JV Show. Melissa from Rose City. I'm going to guess housekeeper. Have a good day, guys.
Housekeeper.
How about that? Selena, your man's like, hey, I'd like to hire a housekeeper.
I prefer the anyone unattractive.
So it doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl?
I don't have a preference.
Preferably like maybe 50 years older.
Yeah.
So you like to employ the elderly and the ugly, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
But your man wants to bring in the young and the hot.
Oh, If she cleans good, and everyone knows that's that's a woman's job, so sure.
And she looks amazing doing it.
Yes, Lena. She does. And it gets hot and sweaty in your house.
Is she wearing the maid, the Halloween maid outfit?
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah. And actually, if you want to leave for the weekend, Selena, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The house will be clean.
Me your handle.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. By the way, nobody heard me, but I joked about how cleaning is a woman's job. That was strictly a joke, just in case someone
didn't
hear. I heard you, okay. But I'm used to you saying things like that.
I'd already taken it out of the podcast.
Wow. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
Someone stole my pen.
Oh.
Someone stole my pen! You guys, I've had the same pen riding with me since before the pandemic. It's my trusty pen. I keep it right next to the board here. I hide it because I know everybody steals the pens in the studio, and I've kept the same pen there, and it's gone. Someone finally found it, and they stole it. I'm Graham, and I'm pissed.
Jess. Back to what the bleep. We're getting sidetracked, Graham. We'll find your pen. We'll put out some missing posters.
We will
find it. But right now we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you want to leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If your partner said they were interested in trying would you rather they brought in another woman or a man?
Ooh, great question.
Found it. I found the pen. It had been moved. Somebody moved it.
Maybe you did.
Spot. I didn't. I always put it back in the same spot. I'm a creature of habit.
But
the pen's been found, you guys. The pen's been found.
Let's see if anybody got this bleeped out word correct. That's today's bleeped out word correctly.
Whoa.
As always, that wasn't supposed to be there. Sorry about that.
This is Mike calling from San Jose. Bleeped out word of the day is yoga instructor. Have a great week.
Bringing in a yoga instructor.
Female. Female. Definitely female.
Why not a man?
Female.
Why?
Just personal preference.
Okay.
Guys aren't very flexible.
I guess if you want an instructor, you want somebody who's going to be able to do it correctly. I understand that.
Oh, shots fired at the male yoga community.
Oh, sorry.
They can bend.
You can't even reach your back.
Well, I'm not saying me personally, but there's flexible guys out there that teach yoga.
I've never met a man that can touch their back.
Or sit crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, I can't do either of those things.
Hey, JV Show. This is Julie from Bay Point. Is the missing word boss? Have a great day.
Bringing a boss, male or female.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
whoever's the most qualified.
Exactly.
Yes,
and nicest.
Yes.
Hi, it's Leah from Pinole, and my guess is that the word is nanny or babysitter. One of those kind of things. Okay. Happy Monday.
Nanny or babysitter.
Those are two great guesses. Babysitter, probably the most popular guess that came in that second batch of guesses this morning. Selena, your man wants to hire a babysitter.
A woman.
She's
hot. I still kind of prefer a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if she's smoking hot? And then there's a dude that's got the same qualifications.
Yeah. And she's like washing your car out front with like her Daisy Dukes on. Mm-hmm. And like in slow motion. And water.
Just... Probably going the guy then.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's also washing the car. And
his Daisy Dukes. It's hot out.
That's fine.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Pacifica. My guess is trainer, a fitness trainer.
Trainer! There we go. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
If your partner said they were interested in trying a trainer, would you rather they brought in another woman or a man? Answer that question, Selena.
It's a trainer for my partner or for me?
They're like, I want to try out a trainer. I think I need a personal trainer to help me achieve my fitness goals.
Probably a guy.
Yeah, I think for him, I'd probably want a guy.
That guy's unavailable. He's got to bring in the smoking hot personal trainer.
I guess I don't really care, but I feel like I would prefer a
male.
A male, just because they know the male body best.
Yeah, the same.
Oh, you know? I don't know about that. There's some ladies out there that know the male body just. They have extensive knowledge of it.
Stay away. Hands off.
Yeah. No, I think both you ladies would prefer a male trainer there. All right, let's give some shout-outs, shall we? First, Sarah in Pacifica. What's up, Sarah? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. And that way, and because of that, I should say, she's getting herself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Nice work, Sarah. A few other people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out. Mylene in Danville had it, so did TJ in Livermore. What's up, TJ? What's up? Happy Monday, I guess. Jonathan in San Carlos had it, so did Jamie in Concord. Kira in San Martin got it, so did Kelly in San Jose. Good morning, Kelly. The cookies in San Francisco. Did we ever find out what type of cookie they are?
No.
I'm picturing oatmeal raisin.
But they're great at this game. They're always getting the correct
They are. If you had to pick a type of cookie that they are, what do you think? I'm going oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal raisin? No, probably like peanut butter.
Okay, Jess?
Yeah, that's fine. The cookies that are like a light tan color with a pink frosting on the top.
Like a sugar cookie?
Why do you have to describe the color of the cookie? We know what color cookies are. All cookies are light tan. Not all of them, but lots of them are. Ashley and Berkeley had the correct answer. Jess, am I missing anybody that squeaked in a last-minute answer
that
on the light tan cookie?
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We will do it again tomorrow, same time.
You guys know those cookies that are like, they're round? And then sometimes they have toppings on them. Yeah. And they're like...
never heard of that.
Oh, and they have like these little pieces of chocolate. I don't know what they call those things, but the cookie's round.
Same time, 7:05 tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Marianne.
Marianne, welcome to the JV Show.
Welcome in.
This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You just have to get three correct. And if you can do that, Jess, what is she winning?
We have two tickets for Jackson Wang on the line.
Marianne, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Whoa, you got two voices.
Whoa, that was cool.
How'd you throw your voice like that?
I got my mom here with me, too.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
That explains it. All right, here we go. Question number one. From what boy band did we get the lyrics, "You are my fire, the one desire"?
Selena, sing it. Come on, do it justice here.
You are my fire, the one desire. Yes, I know. Oh.
I can go with Backstreet Boys?
Yeah. I only tease Selena up there with her favorite group of all time.
You know,
and one of the most iconic songs, and she reads the lyrics.
I don't have the best singing voice. I wasn't trying to subject everybody to that.
Like, belt them out, bro. Have some pride.
I was doing you guys a favor.
In your Backstreet Boys. All right, question number two. What's the name for the dot above the letter I when it's not capitalized?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that had a name.
It does. It's a good one, too.
My mom knows the name, but she's blanking.
Take a guess.
A point?
Nope. It's not a point. The dot over an uncapitalized letter I is called a tittle.
Hey, whoa. We're on the radio. Oh.
You don't know about the tittles, Selena?
I think I have. I think we've talked about that before.
I think we have.
Yeah.
You prefer a bigger tittle or a little tittle?
Just a little one. Just a quick little dot.
Got it.
And move on with your day.
Because like some kids, you know, they draw, like my daughter draws the big circular tittle.
Yeah, I like a little one.
Or a heart tittle.
Yeah, those
yes.
are cute.
Yes. Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number three.
The tittles come in all different sizes and shapes. Yeah.
An abacus is an ancient hand-operated device used for what? An abacus.
For math.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Calculations. All right. You need this final question to win the game. Question number four. Yellowstone National Park covers parts of three states. Just name one of them.
Montana?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho.
You
mostly
did it.
Wyoming.
Congratulations, you guys. You won two tickets to check out Jackson Wang April 2nd at the Oakland Arena.
Yay!
We're so excited. Thank you so much. We call every day, and my little sister's usually here, but today's the one day she went. Her dad's dropping her off.
She's going to be so mad.
Yeah. Turns out she was the curse on all the other days.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on. Congratulations. Have a great rest of your day. Just hang on there for that winning. Graham, before you get to your DM shout out.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show Familia. It's me, Stephosaurus. I just wanted to come on here and say happy 8th birthday to my beautiful and amazing daughter, Little Miss Amada. She turned 8 years old yesterday. If you guys could please wish her a happy birthday, and thank you to everybody that made her day so special yesterday. Truly appreciate you guys. Happy birthday, Mama. I love you so much. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Happy
birthday, Little Miss Amada.
Who gives a fart?
I feel like I remember when she was like just two.
I know.
Three.
Now she's eight.
Eight years old.
Flies.
Oh, man. She's going to be a teenager before we know it. All right. A couple DM slides here. First one. Good morning, Graham. Can you wish my husband, Serge, Sergio, a happy, happy birthday this morning. He's an amazing father and husband who deserves the world. He has always put everyone's needs before his own, and we want him to know that we love and appreciate him. His sacrifice does not go unnoticed, and we hope today shows him just how much he means to us. With all the love in our hearts, his wife Ari and daughters Jade, Patty, and baby girl, who will be here in less than 10 weeks. Ooh, congrats.
Wow, exciting.
Yes. Happy birthday, Serge. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. I'd like to send a birthday shout out to my daughter. Happy birthday to my favorite person celebrating another year. Hope you have a wonderful day. And that is from mom. Now, I messaged mom back. I was like, does your daughter have a name? And then mom didn't respond back. So this birthday shout out could be going to a lot of different daughters across the Bay Area. And just, you know, mom loves you.
Who gives a fart?
And then one final one here. Hi, Graham. Can you give my son, Angel, a birthday shout out? He turns 13 today. Officially a teenager.
Wow.
We love you, Angel. Or Selena, do you think it's on hell?
I leave that up to you.
Oh, thanks. Okay. We love you, Angel. That is from mom and sister Bella.
I don't want to
be
the one saying it wrong.
Well, I wish people would help me out with the pronunciation there on that one because it is a coin toss.
It can be Angel. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Happy birthday there. I hope you have a great day. And yeah, 13, officially a teenager. Keep this in mind as you enter your teen years.
Who gives a fart?
Great advice, Scram. Happy birthday to you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, the Justin Timberlake arrest footage was released.
Oh, my God.
So I went through it and I grabbed some of the best clips from it. Now, remember, this is from his DWI arrest back in 2024. The one that Justin, you know, did not want to ever see the light of day. He did not want anyone to see this video. He even filed a lawsuit to block its release. And lo and behold, here it is.
Yeah, how did we? It sounded like before we weren't going to get it.
That's what I thought. And then I just go online and boom, there it is. So I'm not really sure what happened.
Thank you,
what
Internet.
Went wrong, but I'm here for it. So let's go through some of it, shall we? Now, this first clip is Justin. By the way, did you guys watch any of it?
Mm-hmm. Some of it, yeah.
This first clip is Justin trying to talk his way out of doing the field sobriety test after he was pulled over.
While you're doing this, you're going to look down at your toes.
Guys, I'm just following my friends back to my house. I'm not doing anything. I'm just following my friends back to my house.
Will you do these tests?
Sure.
You guys, every time they try to explain a different, you know, field sobriety test, he's like, guys, I've never done this before. I'm just trying to drive.
Can we just all just be
home.
Cool?
Like, yeah.
Stop being so uncool. Let's just be cool.
By the way, he failed every single test. He could not walk in a straight line. He's losing his balance. He's stumbling backwards. He failed miserably. So then they put Justin Timberlake in handcuffs. And remember, he was with a couple of friends that night. The woman friends that he was with, it was her and her husband. Justin was following behind them, you know, driving home. So they're in separate cars. They're now pulled over too. And the cops are telling the friends that Justin is under arrest. So she tries to name drop who he is.
He's coming with us. Okay.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, why?
He's being arrested for intoxicated.
Stop it.
DWI. Yes.
No way.
Yes.
You're
arresting Justin Timberlake
right
now? Yeah. Stop it.
Yes.
What?
Trying to be drunk.
You're arresting Justin Timberlake right now.
You can't be arresting Justin Timberlake.
Why are you doing that?
He's got a world tour.
He's already explained. He's just driving drunk. Right.
Yikes.
So then the friend, she has Justin's phone as all this is going on. She asks the cops if she can give him his phone. At first they said no, that's against the rules. But then again, she name drops some of his songs.
I have his phone.
Yeah.
Yep. Can you guys please just do me a favor because you loved Bye 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 or like Sexy Back? Like, do me one favor. Let me ask him if he wants me to give him his phone.
Yeah.
This is insane.
So it's not going to be a long thing. I'll let you walk up real
quick. Please.
That is so cringe. Yeah. I can't even imagine being the friend and having to name drop like every song he's ever put out.
I know you guys loved Bye Bye Bye, right? Or Sexy Back. Isn't that worth anything, officer? Like, that, what?
And then,
so embarrassing.
Did you see any of the footage when he gets back to the police station?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
They get back to the station. They're asking Justin to look over all of his intake paperwork to make sure all the information on there is correct. At this point, I don't even think he realizes the gravity of the situation because he tries to crack a joke over the cops labeling him white.
Just look it over real quick before he's done.
White? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man.
I'm just joshing you.
That's a little joke, guys.
A little jokey joke. And then one final clip. Justin, so taken aback after learning that he was going to be spending the night in jail. He could not comprehend what was going on.
So you're being held for the night, and then in the morning is the arraignment. So in the morning, usually around 9:30.
You're being held all night?
It might not be this one. You might be over at the other one, and they actually have blankets for you.
Yeah, that's a wow, man.
Stop joshing me, guys. I'm not really gonna sleep in this cell all night. No blankets. Oh, but they have some blankets in the other one.
Like, he still couldn't grasp that this was happening. Like, he's so used to being above the law and treated differently his entire life. He could not understand what was
going on. Welcome to real life.
Yeah. Drive drunk. There are consequences.
Yes.
I do love when they first pulled him over and they first go up to the window. He's like, I'm on a world tour. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, we're asking you about your current driving and where you're going. I'm on a world tour. He's like trying to creatively name drop himself.
That initial arresting officer, I mean, he claims he didn't know who Justin was. Or didn't recognize him, at least.
I'm on a world tour, guys. Come on. Just be cool.
Good stuff.
I loved it.
Grammy, let's talk about this airport mess.
All right, it is an air travel mess out there today across the country. First, LaGuardia Airport in New York has already had to cancel 543 flights in and out of the airport there after a tragic crash late last night. An Air Canada jet collided with a fire truck on the tarmac. Sadly, the pilot and the co-pilot of that plane both killed in that incident. 41 passengers and crew had to be transported to the hospital. Most of them have since been released, but there were some others that are still there with some serious injuries. I don't know if you guys saw pictures of that.
Yeah.
The plane was like popped. It must have hit it going very, very fast, obviously, for the front of the plane to be just crushed like that. Very sad. Also this morning, we had a ground stop on all flights not too far away from LaGuardia at Newark Airport. There was a burning smell reported in the air traffic control tower there. That turned out to be some sort of an elevator issue. It sounds like air traffic controllers allowed to return to the tower after a little under an hour of being away. But again, that stopped all the flights there. All these incidents on top of the TSA mess we have going on right now as agents have been calling out sick in very large numbers, particularly over this past weekend because of the partial government funding shutdown. These guys, men and women, not getting paid right now. At many airports, this is causing massive lines to go through screening, some as long as 4 hours being reported get in to check into your flight. The president says they're going to deploy ICE agents to help with the staffing shortages starting this week. So that's great. Going through airport screening, already a big enough pain, but now you're going to get beat up and shot while you're going through. That's just going to become part of the new standard procedure.
And there's money for that, but not there. TSA.
Oh. Yeah, I don't.
I'm confused by the entire thing, but my God.
It's a mess. So if you are any sort of air travel, check ahead. There can be delays.
Just don't. Just cancel. Just don't even go. Stay here with us. Hang out with us for a little longer.
Stay home. Enjoy your rent, you know? Rent's so high.
Next on the JV show, did Graham get scammed?
I need some help,
you
guys.
Did all of his bank information get stolen?
I'm stressed.
That's next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. That was Taylor Swift. By the way, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Monday, everyone. All right, Graham, so what happened?
All right, I'm talking to you scammers because the scammers are going to be the ones that can verify whether or not I was in fact scammed, because I think I'm one of these people that's very aware of all the different scams and all the different tricks, and I don't fall for any of them. But when I was getting gas the other morning, something happened, and I'm still scratching my head and furiously checking my credit cards and bank information. I've been trying to find out where the dark web is. I just can't. I don't know. Right. Is it darkweb.com? I don't know. I can't find it. I'm going to see if my information's out there.
Because, darkweb.com.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's .org or .gov. I don't know. Anyways, when I get gas, I always just use the tap to, you know, I tap my card because they said, you know, when you insert your card into the machine, it's more likely that they could it could be skimmed that way. So everyone's always like, just tap your card, because people put those card skimmers on there.
Yep.
Well, I tapped my card, and then it made sort of a different beep sound, and the machine was sitting there like thinking for a while. I'm like, this doesn't seem normal. Something's not normal here. And then these words appeared on the screen in front of me, normally where it would say begin fueling. The words data duplicated popped up on the screen. And I was like, does that just mean it just copied all of my bank and credit card information right there? What sort of data was just duplicated?
Oh, my God.
Now, look.
Have you been monitoring your bank like statements and accounts? Like, has there been any funny things?
And I haven't seen anything. Although I did get a text the other day that was like, your shop verification code is blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I didn't order anything. So I don't know if that was somebody attempting to use my card. But data duplicated. Has anybody ever got that on a screen? And what does that mean?
That has never happened to me. But I feel like it means exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
When I immediately then Googled it.
Right.
The AI overview was like, major red flag. You've probably been, your card information's probably been skimmed. Now, what did I do? I was in a rush. It was in the morning and I had to get here to work. So I just used a different card and then scanned that one, same machine.
What?
I get it. I'm an idiot.
Did that one and then get that, duplicated too?
That one did not get duplicated. That one went through normally and I filled my car up and then I went on my way. But I was like, well, that was stupid because I shouldn't have used
the
same machine. But I did. Data duplicated. What do you guys think? Am I screwed?
Yes.
But nothing's happened
yet. Not yet.
Maybe because it hasn't been stolen. I mean, sorry, been bought on the dark web yet, but it's been listed.
Oh, right. It's up there.
It's been listed
dark
for
web,
sale.
eBay.
Yeah. Nobody's gotten it yet.
If you have a good credit score, so there.
I do. It's really good.
Oh, my God.
The bids are up.
I would like to buy
really
that.
Good.
You're right.
How do we buy Graham's information?
Darkweb.edu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It might be edu. That's right. I tried typing it in a bunch of different ways. I don't know how to get there to see if my information's for sale, but
bro,
probably.
Whoever comes up on your information is so lucky. You have like an 850 credit score.
Yeah, 860 maybe.
860!
I'll check, but it hovers between the two. But how does it get... my impression always was that if you tap your card or whatever, or use your phone and tap, like, they couldn't get it.
That's what I thought, too. But, I mean, times are changing. Yeah. Like, scammers be scamming.
Scammers be scamming. They're scammers getting more scamming. Sophisticated.
Right, they have to change their ways as we change our ways. They have to evolve.
But now we have to go back to cash. Because they've evolved too much, so now we can't use cards. We have to go back to cash.
People steal your money the old-fashioned way. They just rob you for cash.
Yeah, they just stick you up and then empty your wallet.
Have you, like, are you just going to do nothing?
I'm using the sit and wait approach where I just wait and see what happens. I thought about putting a hold on all my cards, but I'm like, I got to use those things.
Yeah,
that's annoying, but I would rather take care of it now than sit and wait, and then you got to go through the hassle of disputing all these charges and explaining what happened.
Have you ever had the hassle of changing your card number and changing all your info, and then you have to update every site that uses that card?
I'm going through it now because my card expired, and it has a new, like,
code
and date, and so it's like, I have to do it, but...
I'd rather have all my information stolen than have to do that. Updated all your payment information for everything that... Like auto pays? Oh my God, what a nightmare.
Yeah, but I'll roll the dice. It's a good way to cut down on subscriptions that you forgot about because it's not going to be able to auto renew and charge you again.
I should do that.
Data duplicated.
Data duplicated?
What does it mean?
Not a good thing.
Why was my data duplicated?
Do any scammers listen to the JV show that would know?
Oh, definitely, for sure.
Scammers be scamming. And if you know what that means or if it's happened to you, let us know. Graham, I think you're in trouble.
Yeah. They just haven't done anything yet, but they're holding off.
They will.
They're plotting. They're scamming. They're scheming.
In the meantime, we're going to plot to figure out how we can buy it. Because
Phenomenal credit score. I got a pretty good line of credit, too. So
that's what I'm saying with a score like that. Mm-hmm. All right. If anybody knows and wants to leave a talkback, that talkback mic is open on the iHeartRadio app. Next, you want to talk about La Boo Boo.
La Boo Boo's.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, a lot of people wanted to weigh in on your card situation.
Mm-hmm.
You want to recap that really quick?
Yeah, I went to the gas station the other morning, and when I tapped my card to pay, the machine thought for a minute, and then up on the screen, it popped up the words data duplicated. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I did what any sane person would do. I just used a different card, and then it worked.
I can't believe you didn't go to a different pump.
But the AI overview online says that I've been scammed. So I was asking for everyone's help. What should I do here? Did I, in fact, get my card skimmed?
Hey, Graham. This phone's from Fremont. For that scam, you won't see anything. Usually what it is the same type of data skimming, but you won't see a screen or anything. Usually it's just a separate wire attached to like a power bank and some type of data storage. So I think it might have just been the machine just acting stupid, but I would still lock everything for at least a week and get a new card. Okay, bye guys.
I don't want to lock things and get a new card. But see, that's kind of what I was thinking. If there's a skimming device put on a gas pump machine, it's not communicating with the screen. It's taking your information and whoosh, sending it somewhere else.
So maybe it's the gas station duplicating and stealing your information.
Well, that's...
Because what else does that mean?
I don't... It means my data was duplicated. They just made a copy of it for safekeepings.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, I suggest you cancel your cards right now. Maybe the reason why nothing's happened yet is because they haven't transferred your card information into their card. Meaning, they get your card information, they go to Walgreens or anywhere else, buy a gift card, and transfer that information over to that car.
Mm. Is that how they do it?
Probably. I guess so. I feel like he knows what he's talking about.
He sounded like a scammer.
He sounds like he's done it before. How much experience that guy.
This is Jennifer from Coos Bay, Oregon. Graham, you're killing me. First of all, Darkwood, go to tour. Use that, but it's not going to be up there yet anyway. And yeah, I'm pretty sure you got skimmed. If they could skim a regular card, they could skim it using the tap and pay as well. I know quite a bit about this stuff. So anyway, stop your credit card. You've been skimmed.
Whoa. Oh my God. So appreciate the talk back. The tap and pay.
It turns out JV Show, number one in Coos Bay, Oregon, but also number one amongst scammers because you're back-to-back people that, and she's like, I know right how to get to the dark web to see if it's, she's already up there looking to see if my information is
for
sale.
Like, you would hope that the scammers would have our backs then instead of trying to scam us.
But, yeah, but they're just out there. They didn't know that it was me.
We're just some unsuspecting people.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. It's Angie.
Another scammer.
Graham. You know, they'd be putting those fake tap things over the actual tap little, like, squares. And it does, you know, duplicate your data. So, ooh, yikes. I don't know. I would look into that for sure quickly. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, that's Angie. She's one of our scammiest listeners of all.
We
love her.
We need to take this seriously and, like, change cards.
I just got that card, though, you guys. And it's a cool one. It's like one of those metal ones. And I was like, oh, this card's cool. And I don't want to, you know, like we were saying, it's such a hassle to update all your stuff.
I guess. But, I mean, you're probably going to have to...
You're going to be paying a new car note for, like, a car that's not even yours.
Yeah.
But don't you just dispute it? And then the credit card companies, they just write it off.
No, they're not like, if they're like, this seems like a purchase you would make. Your car is very old. You did need a new one.
That's a good point.
Right. You know, yeah. It tracks.
Does seem believable.
But really, though, how are we supposed to know? Like, am I supposed to take a little screwdriver and just, like, check every single box?
Did it look different at all?
No. And why is it communicating with the screen, then? That's why I don't think I got skimmed.
They're getting more sophisticated. You said it yourself last break.
They are.
They're evolving. There's ways.
That's true. Then why'd my next card work so perfectly?
I don't know.
They didn't need another one anymore.
That's a good point. Like, they'd already gotten the good stuff.
Yeah. They're like, we got them once. We can't get them again.
Take this matter seriously, please.
Well, I've been checking. I've been looking at the accounts to see if any suspicious activity is there. The only activity there is my wife shopping on Amazon every 10 minutes. Jeez, lay off, bro.
Really quick, you wanted to talk about Labubus?
I did. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this because last week I think, collectively, I don't know if Jess was fully bought in or not, but we collectively kind of acknowledged that the Labubus was, you know,
the whole trend was
kind of dead. Well, they've just announced they've got a feature film coming out. Pop Mart and Sony Pictures announced in a joint statement at the end of last week that they are in the early stages of creating a Labubu movie. Do you guys think people will go and watch this on the big screen? They're going to make a Labubu feature film.
I think they will.
I think kids will.
Yeah.
And they'll take their little Labubus with them. That'll be so cute.
But, like, we're at the early developments of this movie. It's going to take another year or two or however long it takes to make a movie. In my understanding, it can take a long time. We're going to be even further removed from the trend.
I think it still will.
And it gives them some time to get back into the...
See, I don't know if the toys are ever going to make a comeback. Were they even toys? The keychain things. I don't know. Whatever they are. I don't see those really making a comeback, but I could see a movie even a year from now doing good.
Would you go watch a movie right now about Beanie Babies?
No.
Won't this sort of be the same thing? We'll be over and done with them.
Yeah, but I mean,
kids still like cartoon movies. They'll go watch, like, you know, the new Toy Story movies or any of that.
They're out there watching Hoppers right now. What is that? I don't know.
Oh, I've heard that one's really good.
Yeah, that is supposed to be good. We're going to go to the theater over the weekend and see it, but we didn't do it.
But you could be going to check out Labubu.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You know your daughter's going to want to, Graham.
No.
And who's going to have to take her?
You.
La baby.
Dang it.
I'm here for that. Next, Jess, I know you wanted to talk about an Easter basket trend.
Yes.
Hang on to the information.
Okay. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Selena, Jess, can I Apple Pay you some money so we can split Graham's information three ways? Let me know. Peace.
Yeah, we need to find this in the dark web. I would like to buy.
I'm pretty sure I got scammed by skimming. And my credit card information is out there somewhere. So if you guys, he would like to go in out with you guys, unless he's scamming you right now.
Oh. Right. This sounds like a scam and I am falling for it.
Yeah, I'm not falling for it either.
Right. I'm out.
Jess, before we get to this Easter basket trend, you want to talk about really quick. You guys, I did something over the weekend that I never thought I would ever do ever again.
What?
I gave another one of those THC drinks a chance.
No!
Wait, I tell you that to do it all the time, and you're like, no, never, I'll never.
Exactly, because I'm scared. The last time that I drank one of these, it was 100 milligrams.
Well, that's just idiotic.
And I only had a few sips, and it ruined my day. It was the worst day of my life.
Yeah, I could have told you that would have happened.
And I had zero plans of ever trying anything ever again. And then my husband, he comes out of the dispensary with a, quote, surprise. Look what I got. A couple of 10 milligram drinks.
Those are perfect.
So, and I remember you saying, Selena, just try something like a 10, like a tenner.
Yeah,
you
know? Five.
Okay. Yeah, a five, a 10 max. I still didn't drink a whole thing, but these are so much better, much more tolerable.
Why does it work when your husband did
when
I tell you, your buddy Graham here, I'm a pretty trustworthy source on things like that. And you're like, no!
But I have to tell you guys about the lady who works at the dispensary that sold these to my husband.
Uh-huh.
She says she drinks 100 milligrams a day.
Oh, my God.
A day?
Every single day.
I'd be baked for a month.
I know. And then she's like, those are just, I can function off of those. But the days that I drink 1,000 milligrams.
What? 1,000?
She drinks 1,000 sometimes. But she's like, I can't even talk when I drink those. Why would you do that to
yourself?
As she
gets in her car to drive home from work.
No, I hope not.
I hope not. That's insane to me.
Yeah. I didn't know they made those.
Well, do you think...
Or she has to drink 10 of the 100 ones.
Like, after you continue drinking the 10, Selena, maybe you are going to, build up your tolerance and eventually you'll get to 100.
Yeah, no. You'll work your way up.
I don't know.
That is a thing.
I'm fine with, not even ever drinking it again. Like, it's just not really my thing.
Oh, I had a 10 one on Friday night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Love those things. Yeah. Fantastic.
It just like relaxed me. I was just I just feel happy.
I just want to
and
unwind.
Relaxed. Yeah, so it wasn't too much. But, I mean, I'm fine if I never did it again either.
Okay.
You know?
That sounds kind of a nice feeling.
I'm counting down the days till Friday right now.
I know you are, Graham. All right, this Easter basket trend.
Yeah, so this might not be a new thing, but I've never heard of people doing this ever before. But people are apparently growing real grass in their Easter baskets. Have you seen this?
No.
So I did put up a video for an example, JV Morning Show, if you want to go check it out. But apparently, I saw someone saying, hey, if you want to do this, Easter is right around the corner. And apparently, it takes, 7 to 10 days somewhere around there. So if you want to do it, you need to do it ASAP so that it gets to the height.
Start growing your grass.
Of grass that you want it to be by Easter. It actually kind of looks cute.
Wait, this is so cute.
Yeah. So this might be, if you want to try it, an alternative to just getting fake grass, Stop buying plastic and just grow some real grass on your Easter basket.
This is actually so cute.
Okay, here's what I didn't understand. I thought you were just growing your lawn grass long, then cutting it, and then throwing it into your basket. They're actually growing the grass in the basket.
Mm-hmm. You're getting some potting soil, some wheat grass, and you're mixing it all up or doing whatever it is, and it's growing straight out of the basket. It actually looks so adorable.
But what happens when you water this thing on your counter and then the water runs out of the basket and you got mud dripping into your carpet?
What? It looks like she's not putting too much water, just enough so that it's moist.
Yeah.
I know people hate that word, moist.
Moist. Moist.
Yeah, you want your Easter basket moist.
This is super cute, but it's nothing I would ever do. Dude, Easter is this weekend.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, thank God. Weekend. Okay, good. Good, I was in a panic.
I was about to ask when Easter was, because I know it's not this weekend.
It is the 5th. I thought it was the 31st. Okay,
you guys, Easter is this weekend. Just a little insider tip. It is this weekend.
It's not the best news I've ever heard. I'm not prepared. I was in a panic last night. Oh, my God, I have so much to do.
I got
to
start growing my Easter basket grass. You still have time. You can sprout some wheatgrass. Sprouts up pretty quick. It does look good. I like this. Go again, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story if you want to see it.
Does the Easter Bunny go to your house, Selena?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought it skipped it for some reason.
Why would the Easter Bunny skip my house?
You said everybody skips your house sometimes.
I said the leprechauns do on St. Patrick's Day, but the Easter Bunny always comes by my house.
He's going to be by there this weekend.
He might be a week early sometimes, but he always mixed comes.
Up. Yeah, I forgot to put a reminder on his calendar. Oh,
well, check that out, Jamie Morning Show.
I like it. I think it looks cute. Cool. I'm here for it. Cool. It's better than the single-use plastic, this plastic garbage
that
grass that you're just going to throw away. Like,
and it gets
it's going to go sit in a landfill for 1,000 years.
God.
Yeah.
That stuff's terrible.
All right, so check that out, Jamie Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Great Resort and Casino. Grain Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at greatandcareers.com.
So Chapel Roan has come under fire for an interaction that left a little girl in tears. So Chickadee, check this out. Chapel,
she's
in Brazil over the weekend for Lollapalooza, and there's this really, really big soccer player that plays out there. Jorginho is, I think, how you pronounce his name. He says his wife and his daughter, it's actually his stepdaughter, 11-year-old. She's 11. Her real dad is Jude Law, but the soccer player is her stepdad. And he was saying that mom and daughter, right, they are really big Chapel Roan fans. So they're walking. They're going to the festival. They spot Chapel in the lobby of a hotel. And apparently the daughter went and walked by her table just to see if it was actually her, because she wasn't all done up and glam and the crazy makeup how she normally is on stage. The daughter, who again is only 11 years old, did nothing more than look at Chapel Roan, smile, and then go back and sit with her mom at a different table. And a security guard, allegedly from Chapel's team, comes up to them, starts berating them, and told them that he planned on filing a complaint with the hotel. So Jorginho, in his post online, talked about how he was super disgusted by this entire interaction. And he reminded Chapel that she is nothing without her fans that love her so much. Now, Chapel did respond to this in a video. She does claim that the security guard was not from her direct team because she didn't even really know about this interaction.
I didn't even see a woman and a child. Like, I did not. No one came up to me. No one bothered me. Like, I did not ask the security guard to go up and talk to this mother and child. They did not come up to me. They weren't doing anything. It's unfair for security to just assume someone doesn't have good intentions. I do not hate people who are fans of my music. I'm sorry to the mother and child that someone was assuming something, that you would do something, and that makes me really sad. You did not deserve that.
Yikes.
Okay, but if this is her security, aren't they just like following your lead? Because you go off on everybody that looks at you.
Yeah.
And so they kind of assume that's what you want, how you want to handle these situations.
Because I'm going to be honest, even though I would say I'm a fan of her music, I wouldn't feel comfortable going up to her and saying like, hey, can I get a picture or even an autograph just saying hi.
I'd be terrified.
No. So it's like, it's hard for me to understand her side of things when it's like, this is the image that you are putting out, even to your fans.
Well, so it may or may not have been true in this incident, but it seems to track with other things that we know about you, like you just said. So,
right.
I don't know where to land on this one.
And to say, like, you didn't deserve that. I mean, of course they don't deserve that, but that's what you do to all your fans that look at you.
You should see
Jess. So they deserve that?
You should see Jess yell at kids. She hates
them. No, I don't. But the discourse online, you guys, you should see it. It is crazy. People are done with her. They're like, you know what? We made you famous and like we're kind of done. Like you could.
I thought people liked her putting her foot down and setting those boundaries with fans.
Some people are still defending her, obviously. But I think the majority of videos that I see are people saying like, oh, my God. Make it stop. Like, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Because it kind of mean sometimes, the way she talks.
Well, and the problem is everybody's going off just the headline. They're not hearing her follow up to it, or, you know, there's two sides to this. They're seeing the headline that her security bullied an 11-year-old, and then it's just like, court of public opinion is swift.
And the mayor even stepped in, and he like announced that she's banned from singing at like one of their huge festivals there in Rio de Janeiro.
So they banned her?
They banned her.
And they gave the 11-year-old the key to the city.
Probably.
Wow. Good for her. Good for her. Let's talk about Hawaii just really quick. If you don't know, Hawaii was getting pounded.
Absolutely pounded.
Pounded and is experiencing the worst flooding in 20 years. Power outages, trees down, all of that. Jason Momoa had to evacuate with his family after their power went out and the storm just kept on raging on. He shared a video sending love to other families who aren't so lucky and can't evacuate as easily because it got really, really bad. He also posted a video Saturday with his girlfriend where they organized an event where they gave meals to those affected by the storm. Graham, did your brother make it out of Hawaii?
He did. My brother flew out Saturday. He had the absolute worst spring break trip of all time. I'm sure they had some fun in there, but we talked about it the weekend that they flew in a week ago. They were right in the middle of that first major storm that dropped over 40 inches of rain in parts of Hawaii, and they were on Maui, and Maui, there were roads flooded out and all this stuff, and they had to spend the first night in an evacuation center at a local high school on the one single cot that was left. And then they had kind of stormy weather all week, but it wasn't that bad. And then they flew out on Saturday, which was right in the middle of the next big storm. Right. And they said they left for the airport hours and hours ahead of time. And they're lucky that they did, because then once again, all the roads started getting closed again as things were flooding. The ground was already very saturated from the first storm.
What a nightmare.
And so now they're dealing with a bunch of flooding all over again. And two back-to-back very large storms.
What a travel nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's nothing in comparison to the people that live there.
Right.
They're coming back now and their homes.
I'm not boo-hooing my brother or anything.
I
like laughing at his
whole
story.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment. Say your goodbyes to OnlyFans. Sorry, not the site, but the site's owner, Leo Radvinsky, has reportedly passed away at the age of 43. Radvinsky purchased the company that owns OnlyFans back in 2018, and he's been its director and majority shareholder ever since. Before his passing, there were reported that there were some talks to possibly sell OnlyFans or take on more ownership, allow other people to invest in some ownership stake in it. The company being valued at over $8 billion. According to an OnlyFans spokesperson, they said, quote, "We are deeply saddened to announce the death of Leo Radvinsky. Leo passed away peacefully after a long battle with cancer."
Wow.
Without the sale of the site, Forbes estimated his net worth at $4.7 billion, but he was just 43 years old.
Wow.
Passed away.
Oh my God, so young.
Yeah.
Health is your ultimate wealth.
Health is wealth.
That is your
That's what they say.
Big reminder there. He, I'm sure, would trade it all for his health.
Wow. That's sad.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, we have a chance for you to win tickets for Outside Lands.
Yep, and that is still over on Instagram. So go to JV Morning Show or Wild 94.9. Follow the details on the caption.
Nice.
And just like that, you can enter to win.
Good luck. Can I just say I had such a good weekend. I wasn't really looking forward to a lot of the sports things. My kids had, we had two opening days, two different places at the same time. And I was like, how is that going to work? It didn't. I'll just tell you that. It didn't. But the weather was nice. Mm-hmm. We went to our favorite community hotel pool.
Oh,
you did?
For a couple
interesting.
Hours.
Was there a lot of people there?
No, it was empty. It was just us. So we're like, okay.
Wow.
So
do you think you'll ever get caught?
I feel like our time's going to run out at some point.
And what's your technique? You wait for somebody else to open the pool gate or?
No, we just throw one of the kids over and they open it.
Oh, got it. Make them accomplices to trespassing.
Yeah, but I looked around because I was a little more paranoid this time around. If you don't know, like, we're clearly not staying at this hotel. We just borrow their pool sometimes on hot days. There's no cameras facing the pool area. So I'm like, okay, it works for now. But anyways, that's not my photo from home. We also went to the beach yesterday.
Oh, nice.
We haven't had a beach day in some years, but it felt like the right weekend.
What beach did you go to?
We always go to Half Moon Bay.
Cool.
Now, it was so cold. It was so windy, but it was still nice to get out. And so we had a little beach day with the family.
That is always frustrating in the Bay Area. You're like, oh my God, it's so hot here. And then you let's go to the beach. And then when you get to the beach, it's freezing cold. But it still looked like you got some sunshine, at least. It wasn't socked in fog or anything
that. Yeah, no, it was a nice day.
It's a cute picture. All right, mine's a picture of my son and I doing a little construction project because his assignment at school was to invent something. He had to come up with an invention and then build it. And so we spent Saturday inventing and building.
Aww. Oh, my God, that sounds so hard. I wouldn't even be able to do that.
What grade is he in?
He's in second, and it turns out after reading the instructions more thoroughly, after we had already completed the full invention, you could have just invented anything and just drawn a replica of it or whatever, or just like sketched out, because like your invention could be anything, whether or not you could actually invent such a thing, if that makes sense.
So you didn't have to actually build it the way you guys did.
Turns out we did not, but ours was already built and painted. Any guesses as to what our invention is? You can see the outline of it there, sort of a
bridge.
It's a fart bench.
It's not a fart. Oh, good idea. Dang, we should have invented that. What we ended up building was, because you had to be solving a problem, and his problem was, I always burn my mouth on hot food. So we made a food cooler, and it basically, you set it over your plate or bowl, and then you can't see it yet, because this was in our picture, early stages of building. Then there's two fans on little motors that point down. They blow across a little metal basket that's filled with ice, and then it cools the air.
And you actually built this?
And blasts down onto your food. And we built the whole thing and painted it, dialed it in. It looks fantastic. And then we learned later we didn't actually.
Oh, my God.
We could have just drawn the thing.
If I'm a second grader in that class, I'm, like, so mad. I'm like, wow, really? Okay, show off.
Overachiever over here. I built the invention.
It turned out pretty cool. Really? And we actually used it at dinner time.
No way!
We used it at dinner time the other night because we had something really hot. We're like, let's cool this thing down.
That's hilarious. And Jess, your picture?
My picture, I didn't expect it to be so zoomed in, but I had to crop it like this for Instagram, I guess. But this was Friday night, having some drinky drinks with some of my friends. And I think I found my new favorite tequila.
Yeah,
talk to me. It's a tamarindo tequila. And one of our friends brought it over. It's called Bad Bull. It was so good, you guys. Like,
bad
you
bowl.
Don't need a chaser.
Bad bowl.
It's good.
You didn't need a chaser. Wait, that's a game changer.
So you you were just drinking it straight and then like, because like, it burns a little bit, like.
Yeah. I told Ruben that he has his own drop now.
That drop was from laughing. Ruben's talkback that he left wishing Jess a happy birthday on Friday.
Can you play it out one more time?
Here's him taking a shot of the bad bowl. He should get that checked out by a doctor. It sounds like he has like some kind of lung issue.
And I love the picture. You guys look so cute together.
This was before like half my eyelash was coming off and my hair was all messed up.
Got the little Caesars in the background.
Yeah, you have to.
Look at that.
It's your birthday meal. Yeah.
Spotted some hot and ready.
Hot and ready.
Some hot and ready.
You guys, they're not $5 anymore. What do you mean? They haven't been $5 for
it's
the longest time.
It's not $5 anymore?
No, it's like six something. And then...
I love that.
You can go check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show. It's right there on our Instagram. Give it a like. Give us a follow. We can't do it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.